Please repeat after me. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Gaurvadana Namine.
Shri Gaurvadana Namine.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Paramananda Daine.
Paramananda Daine.
Om Vishnu Padaya.
Om Vishnu Padaya.
Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale.
Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale.
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta.
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta.
Swami Niti Namine.
Swami Niti Namine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve.
Namaste Saraswati Deve.
Yes. Gauravani Pracharine.
Gauravani Pracharine.
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi.
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi.
Askatyade Shatarine.
Askatyade Shatarine.
Alasadam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
I would like to speak in the beginning about the mystical appearance of Giriraj Govardhan. It was once when Srimati Radharani felt an abundance of love for Krishna, there she asked him, "Oh, my dear Prananath, Lord of my life, could you please supply us with a place where only we can meet in private?" I think we all know, even in this world, when there is a very affectionate or loving relationship, sacred space is necessary to consummate the relationship. Space which provides both privacy and also intimacy. So when Krishna heard the request of his dearmost Srimati Radharani, at that time something happened. From his heart, a seed-like substance, which was his condensed love, manifested, fell to the ground and grew and grew and grew and grew and grew to become the Govardhan Mountain, the mountain of love. He is a mountain of love, and it is through him that the darshan and service of Krishna can be easily obtained. There is a very sacred song. It's called the Venu Gita. And in this song, the glories of Giriraj Govardhan are brought forth. Please listen to the beautiful Sanskrit and then the translation, and then it will be easy for you to understand just why Giriraj is so much celebrated amongst the devotees, why he is so special. And you might even see how your own relationship to Giriraj is very important for you to move onwards or forward in your spiritual life. Here is the Sanskrit verse which was spoken by the gopis. Some say it was spoken by Srimati Radharani herself. It's a glorification of Giriraj. Hantayam atriya abala harida savaryo yad rama krishna charana sparasha pramoda manam tanoti sahago ganayastayo yad paniyasuya vasakandara kandamula. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. Oh my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram along with their calves, cows and cowherd friends with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram, Govardhan hill appears very jubilant, very joyful. This text and glorification of Giriraj Govardhan was spoken by the gopis who were in a very special condition. Each morning Krishna and Balaram would leave the village. It was a beautiful event for the forest of Vrindavan, because the Lord and his cows and calves came into the forest like the Ganga and made everything very effulgent, very beautiful, very tasteful and so on. But it was a miserable scene for the devotees who had to remain back in Vrindavan village. They would miss Krishna. They would wait for Krishna in the Vrindavan village for another day to pass, and then in the evening when the sun was just setting in the western horizon, Krishna would come back and bring life to the residents of Vrindavan village. So amongst those who suffered most in the absence of Krishna when he was in the forests and in the meadows were the gopis. They longed for Krishna and they felt like grains, this is how Radharani expresses it, which is, milled between two heavy grinding stones. Shakespeare used to say, for those who are miserable, time seems to not pass. I think you know this when you're bored during a lecture. When does he stop, this poor idiot? You know, when you're really suffering and the time doesn't move. Or when you're hungry. when you are joyful, time races by with the speed of lightning. But for lovers, time seems to be eternal, every moment of it. So the gopis, they were miserable, and they suffered like a piece of grain between two heavy stones. Imagine how much a piece of grain must suffer. You know, there's a big stone on top and a big stone underneath. Ah, it's miserable. So in their misery, they felt we are unable to be with Krishna. Who can give us Krishna in our misery? By whose agency or help can we meet Krishna? They had this discussion, and during this discussion they said, "Oh Sakis, without taking shelter of a great devotee, our desires to meet Krishna will never be fulfilled. We have heard from the daughter of Gargamuni, her name is Gargi, about the glories of Hari's devotees, and that Govardhan Hill is the best amongst them. Therefore, let us go there today, bath in Manasaganga, that's a lake in the middle of Giriraj Govardhan, and then we will get our darshan of Krishna." This is an important point. To see Krishna or to meet Krishna is not very easy, but it becomes easy if someone arranges the audience, someone brings us forth. There's a very, very endearing scene described in Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita. There was on the first India tour, Prabhupada was taking his Western devotees to do kirtans in many towns, and once they were in Madras, and many Indians were very, very fascinated by the first Western devotees they had seen. So one gave a very nice deity of Lord Krishna, made of solid silver, like this, and this deity somehow was given to a little girl who traveled with the party. She was the daughter of two devotees, Saraswati. Somehow, like children do, she lost the deity. She lost Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada was in the evening always seeing very important people, and one was the high court judge of Madras, and all his people, very aristocratic Indians. Prabhupada was preaching to them, and all of a sudden the door opens, and little Saraswati, bathed in her tears, bursts into the room and cries, "Where is Krishna?" "Where is Krishna?" And she was so loud and so intense that the discussion stopped, and all the gentlemen were looking at this little girl who's asking, "Where is Krishna?" Going more and more, becoming more and more upset because of not finding Krishna. And she turns around to everyone and asks them, "Where is Krishna?" To the high court judge, "Where is Krishna?" And it was a very moving scene, especially because Srila Prabhupada looked on with growing emotions. You know, the emotions were just were rising in him like the flood rises when the moon shines. He was looking at the girls, the little girl, And he took it in a different way. For some, it was that a little girl had lost her favorite toy. But for Krishna, for Prabhupada, it was the archetypical scene of a devotee who feels separation from Krishna. For Srila Prabhupada, it was really the mood which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced. For Prabhupada, he must have seen the six Goswamis running in all over Vrindavan, looking like madmen for Krishna, calling out, "Hey Radhe, Braja Devike," "Oh Radha, oh Krishna, where are you? Are you here? Are you there?" So finally, a devotee who was also there and who saw how little Sarasvati became more intense and how Srila Prabhupada's emotions were rising in a spiritual way, asked Sarasvati, "Sarasvati, who has Krishna?" First the little girl didn't take note of the question. Then again, "Sarasvati, who has Krishna?" She thought for a little while, then it burst out, "Prabhupada!" she called the name of Srila Prabhupada and was running to Prabhupada. In this moment, Prabhupada took his hand and out from a hidden place brought the Krishna deity and gave it to Sarasvati. Now you can understand things in one way, but you can understand them in another way. The way everyone understood it was that Srila Prabhupada wanted to show us that Krishna is in the possession of a devotee, and the devotee has Krishna, and it is the devotee who can give us Krishna. This also the theme of this verse. The gopis are very, very forlorn, grief-stricken that Krishna is out in the forest, and now they approach Giriraj, who is considered Haridasa Varyo, the best of Krishna's devotees, and they asked him, "Please give us the darshan of Krishna." Why is Giriraj understood to be the topmost of Krishna's devotees? And who, if we may ask, are at all devotees who come into the closer choice, die engere Wahl sozusagen? Well, there are three great devotees mentioned in Bhagavatam. One is Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira Maharaj, the emperor of the world, made once a big sacrifice, and in this sacrifice he had one purpose. His purpose was he wanted to call all the big personalities of the universe, Brahma, Shiva, and everyone together in one place and there declare that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who should be worshipped by everyone, is Sri Krishna. That was his feeling. It is described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that Yudhishthira was the emperor of the world, and he got every day a fresh garland, nice sandalwood, best cloth, but for him all this felt to be like a burden, almost like a garland is a burden for a man who's very hungry. When you're very hungry, when you come in the door, you want to eat. Like Stephen Jobs, he came every 7 days each Sunday to the Hare Krishna temple in Boston to get a decent meal. That's how he that's what he said in the in his address in the Stanford University. Every Sunday I walked for many kilometers just to the Hare Krishna temple to get a good meal. You can imagine, he must have been very hungry. He lived in a garage of his parents, so he was very hungry. And imagine, he comes into the place, he's starving, and someone says, "Here, a garland for you, go home." "A garland? I can't eat a garland. Give me something to eat," you know. This is how Yudhishthira felt with all this glory. He felt, I don't want this position. I don't want this influence. I just want Krishna. I'm hungry for Krishna. This is how great a devotee he was. Uddhava is the next great devotee. He is a little higher, so to say, because, see, Uddhava comes from also aristocracy. He is a Kshatriya prince in Mathura. But once Krishna sent him to Vrindavan, and there his whole concept of life changed. This is how you can see a great devotee. He saw the extraordinary devotion of the gopis of Vrindavan, and then, being totally impressed, he said, "I don't want to be any longer a Kshatriya prince. I would be happy to just be a plant, stay in Vrindavan, and when the gopis run over the forest path to meet Krishna, if some dust from their lotus feet can fall on my head, that would be good. That is my dream." So this is what a great devotee Uddhava is. However, of all the three great, great devotees, Giriraj is singled out at the topmost because, listen to this, he serves Krishna with his body, mind, and everything he has. He gives him, do you remember what he gives Krishna and his devotees? Yes, I'm hearing.
Water.
Water, yes.
Flowers.
Fresh grass. For Krishna or for whom? The cows and calves.
Mm-hmm. Sitting places,
yes. Caves. There's caves, there are some jewel lamps in the caves so that Krishna can meet with Srimati Radharani in these beautiful palatial, also palast-ähnliche Höhen. Yes. And
gems.
Fruit juice. Yes, very good. How else can you understand who is a great devotee? By serving, what service he does, but you can also see who is a great devotee by his reaction to Krishna. It is said, when Giriraj felt the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, he was very jubilant. And it is also said that the grass on his body is something like the hairs on his body, which stand in ecstasy, which stand up. So a great devotee you can see by two criteriums. One is his service, and the second is, how is he reacting to Krishna? A devotee who is always very verdrießlich, we say in English, morose, does not yet experience Krishna's closeness so much, and therefore you can see he is still on the way. But a devotee who is very blissful in Krishna consciousness has some reaction to Krishna, he feels Krishna close to him. So this is our Giriraj. And he is so special to Krishna that he serves as the playground of the Lord, or the preferred place where the Lord has his pastimes. Rupa Goswami says, the highest place in this world is Braja. Amongst Braja, the highest place is Giriraj, and even higher than Giriraj is what place?
Radhakund.
Radhakund sits right on the lap of Giriraj. It's right connected with Giriraj. It's part of Giriraj. So all the major pastimes of Krishna with his gopis and cowherd boyfriends take place right at Giriraj side. We think, but he's a hill, no? He's a mountain. How can you call him a devotee? That's too personal. you feel like this. But this is a material perspective of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, everything is conscious. The earth is conscious. The earth waits for Krishna to put his lotus feet on the earth. It just waits. Especially it waits when all the cows of Krishna go over the earth and dig with their hard hoofs the earth. And the earth thinks, oh, only one thing can help me. The touch of Krishna's soft lotus feet. And Krishna, knowing very well the desire of Mother Earth, places his lotus feet on earth. Even the milk in Vrindavan is conscious. There is no unconscious thing. You can't say a hill or a tree is unconscious like here. It is fully conscious. There is one example of this in the Govardhan, in the Damodar Leela. Krishna had slept, and Mother Yashoda had often gone to him to see if he is still asleep. And when she saw him in the little bed, she whispered, oh, my little blue lotus, my little blue lotus. She came from time to time to inspect, but finally, when Krishna got up, she was somewhere else. And Krishna rubbed his eyes and stumbled in her direction. And immediately when he came to Mother Yashoda on the lap, he nudged his head against her breast and milk came out of her breast, and Mother Yashoda breastfed him. Now at this moment, somewhere nearby, a milk pot, big milk pot like this, was boiling over. The reason why the milk pot was boiling over was because it was conscious. The milk was conscious. It saw, Krishna drinks so much milk of his mother that he will lose all interest to drink me, and then I cannot do service to Krishna. And what is my life worth if I cannot do service to Krishna? Better I kill myself. And in this way, the milk committed suicide by jumping into the fire. My mother Yashoda didn't appreciate that and put Krishna down and ran to the milk pot to take away the fire so that the milk pot cooled down a little. But I just wanted to give these examples. I could give many, many examples how the land of Vrindavan and all its residents, including the trees and including the milk, is conscious. And so is Giriraj, a very conscious entity who hears prayers and answers prayers, especially these prayers where a devotee comes and asks, please Giriraj, bring me to my Lord to Lord Krishna. I would like to end this little talk by bringing out one particular gem, you could say, of the ocean of Krishna's pastimes, which is, I feel, especially relevant to all the devotees of Krishna here in the material world. As we all know, Krishna requested his dear people, the Brajavasis, when he was around 7 years old, to stop worshipping Indra and instead use all the articles and items and foodstuffs which they had cooked for Indra to use them in the worship of Giriraj. The devotees did this. What was in Krishna's mind when he said this? In Krishna's mind was, he didn't like his devotees to take shelter anywhere else than at his lotus feet. So when the devotees followed his instructions, he needed to show them that he would really be capable to take care of them and provide them with full shelter. You know, in the Gita, Krishna says to his devotees, Sava dhamman paricharya, give up all other dharmas and surrender only unto me. I will protect you from the reactions of your reactions. Don't fear. So here, he had told them, give up this conventional Indra puja and just surrender to me. Indra, when he didn't get his ladus and sandesh and bafis and milk products from the Brajavasis, he was furious and he retaliated in a very immature way. He just wanted to kill all the residents of Vrindavan by sending them apocalyptic floods. So his plan was to first kill all the cows, then he wanted to kill the Brajavasis, and he wanted to keep Nanda Maharaj alive so that he could see all this and understand what were the consequences of stopping the Indra puja. At one moment, Nanda Maharaj thought, this is too much, I'm the king, I can't see how this flood is taking everything away in Vrindavan. And he started to chant the Indra stutis, means prayers to Indra to pacify. But Krishna said, stop! Nanda Maharaj couldn't do anything. And Krishna made his point, take only shelter in me. So he needed now to protect them, and he protected them, but we all know, by lifting Giriraj up with the pinky of his left finger and holding him upwards for how many days?
7 days.
Why 7 days? Why not 5 days? Why not 4 days? With 7, he gave a specific message to all the devotees. He wanted to say, don't take any other shelter than me. Don't take shelter in devatas. Don't take shelter in the conventional rishis. Don't take shelter in the rajas, means the kings. Don't take shelters in your ancestors, the patris. Don't take shelter in your wealth, that will not protect you. Don't take shelter in your own intelligence, and don't take shelter in your own bala. Bala means strength, physical strength. Take shelter in me. Prabhupada spoke about this. He said, once a devotee said to him, Prabhupada, you speak about taking shelter in Krishna, but you also said God helps those who help themselves. Hilf dir selbst, so hilf dir Gott, sagt man in Norddeutschland. So isn't that a contradiction in terms? I mean, what do you mean? You say we cannot do anything on our own, we need to take shelter with Krishna, but then you say God helps those who help themselves. It's a contradiction. And Prabhupada answered this question and said, if you really want to help yourself, you have to take shelter of Krishna. You have to go to Krishna and make yourself subordinate to Krishna. I think this is a very, very important message which Krishna gave. You know, he had the 7 days. You know, he said it 7 times. Don't take shelter here, there. But only in me. Let me ask you, how do you deal with this in your personal life? What you can easily see where someone takes shelter when he is in difficulties. When he is in the temple and everything is nice, yes, Krishna, 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 Krishna. When the difficulties come, oh doctor, please help me, I'm damaged. You know, then we take other types of shelter. It's really we must use what Krishna has given to us, but we must use it in a way where we remain subordinate to Krishna. This is what Prabhupada said when he was asked, what does it mean God helps those who help themselves? It means you take what is given to you, but you do it subordinate to Krishna, dependent on Krishna, calling on Krishna for help, remaining conscious in your practical dealings of Krishna's place in your life, and at that time, for sure, Krishna will answer to such a sincere devotee. Today is Giriraj Govardhan's appearance day. He came out of the heart of Krishna. It is said the devotees are always in the hearts of Krishna. He came as the biggest devotee, and he came as the one who is there as a mediator, ein Zwischenmann, if you so want, between the jiva and Krishna. It was wonderful that the Berlin temple arranged for an abhishek of Giriraj. Krishna told his Brijvasi devotees how they should worship Giriraj. And I remember it because I talked about it yesterday. He said, yes, we must invite brahmanas who chant Vedic hymns. We will do this in a moment. Damodar Ashtakam. And then we must feed the brahmanas. But we must not only feed the brahmanas, we must give a sumptuous feast for Giriraj, then give it to the brahmanas. But we shouldn't stop stingily at the brahmanas. We should open our kitchen for everyone and give the dogs food, the chandalas, the dogs, these are dog eaters. We have a few in Berlin, I saw personally. Then what should we else do? We should serve the cows. before, I know it's difficult for you to, in Berlin, to find a cow. but when I read this yesterday, the Krishna said we must serve the cows. I decided to go to a farm with a few devotees today, where they have very nice, they take very nice of the care of the cows. It's a bio farm, really nice people. And we stayed for an hour or so with the cows and did some go-seva, because I really feel on Giriraj Govardhan, it's Appeals Day, it is good to be charitable, to do good things for others. It's a very nice way to celebrate the greatest of Krishna's devotees. All right, this is what I wanted to say. Thank you very, very much for your patience and for staying awake. Because I think some of you are a little hungry. That's good. We have something in mind for you today. It's a big feeding day today. This morning I looked at photos from the Krishna Balaram temple. They have a very, very big mountain in the temple courtyard. I think it's already eaten up. And then a huge Giriraj Shila. I saw such a big Giriraj Shila in the Krishna Balaram temple in the photo. And the internet, we can see photos. So, very nice. All right. Good. Then I think I stop, no? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Please all fold your hands. I know a pranam mantra for Giriraj. Please repeat after me. It means, I offer my obeisances to Giriraj, whose name is Govardhan. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. He takes away the greatest miseries from your heart, from the heart. And Paramananda Daine, he gives the greatest bliss. So, Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Paramananda Daine. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Paramananda Daine. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Paramananda Daine.
Paramananda Daine.
Giriraj Maharaj Ki.